It's 94 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. When Nashville voters approved the 2024 transit referendum, Metro made long-term promises. The half-cent sales tax increase would fund a transit system overhaul, but it will take at least 15 years. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports on the latest element of a plan that is moving forward.
Nolensville Pike is getting a facelift. It's the first of 10 all-access corridors to get off the ground, as Metro has now tapped an engineering firm to spearhead the road's upgrade. These all-access corridors are significant redesigns of Nashville's major streets and were a highlight of the transit plan. They'll be outfitted with things like transit-only lanes, modernized signals, new sidewalks, and safer pedestrian crossings. Still, we're a ways away from seeing anything happen. On Nolensville Pike, there's projected 2 to 3 years of project development before moving on to the engineering and construction phase. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Nolensville was selected to be the first all-access corridor because of its high bus usage and unsafe infrastructure. 9 other streets have also been selected, including Murfreesboro and Gallatin Pikes. Yesterday was the deadline for Tennessee cities and counties to adopt new spending plans, but Clarksville officials still have not agreed on a budget. For the fourth time, the city council rejected a budget proposal Monday night. Clarksville now reports a property tax hike is still a central point of dispute. It's clear the rate will increase. The question is by how much. Williamson County Schools has a new interim superintendent. Lee Webb has been in charge of the district's secondary schools since 2017. She'll step into the top job next month. Outgoing superintendent Jason Golden resigned last month to take a job with the Franklin Special School District. The Tennessean reports the school board has authorized the creation of a search committee to find Williamson County's next permanent schools director. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.